Do you follow? You hear the sound of the word in question form. When you become the word, you hear the sound of the word in answer form. That is different. That, because you become that. Is it clear now?
So, yeah, so it's, you hear the question, who am I? And then you become the answer.
Yes. That sound in question form, and there on seventh plane, sound in answer form.
In other words, Om is the sound of the question, but you don't hear it until, you don't hear who am I until.
Right.
Let me change the subject. I wanted to clarify the point. All Baba's work was done for his manifestation, or that it was the purpose of really his coming was his manifestation.
Here, his manifestation. What is his manifestation? Of course, just like I told you, 1% divinity on grass plane. When 1% divinity is manifested on grass plane, the process of evolution remains natural. When this 1% divinity is not experienced, it becomes unnatural. The process of evolution becomes unnatural. Now here, just like human beings, the scientists, you know, invented so many things, you know. Heat is increased, you know. There is something in order to have that balance, you know. Certain amount of heat should be there, certain amount of moisture should be there, certain amount of cold should be there, you know. There is right proportion. But here now so many industries, this and noise and all these things, you know. So the balance is disturbed. So when he comes and balance, whose duty is this? The angels. So they try to bring everything, keep the nature in balance. But when even angels cannot do that, so imbalance takes place. And when he comes, of course, through his work, he brings about the he brings the balancing. So his manifestation means when he comes, of course, he comes here to manifest himself. And what is his manifestation? That means, of course, you must experience him in any form. When you are grass conscious, at least you must experience his 1% divinity. So how can you experience when all these unnatural things are wiped out? Then only you can experience his 1% divinity. So his manifestation on earth, that means the manifestation of 1% divinity. That means the whole process of evolution becomes natural. And when it becomes natural, the process, it goes towards him. Right direction. It does not go to this direction or that direction, but right direction. So you get the direction towards him. And that is his manifestation on grass plane. Yes.
And it's set up that after he released his work, then 100 years approximately, total manifestation, the 1% on the grass plane will be achieved after 100 years.
Here, yes, right. Here, what happens that this 100 years high, that is the period given by him for the realization of his circle.
Yes.
Now what happens, you know, just like Tom, you are here. You are connected with him. You are connected with David. You are connected with Harmony. You are connected with so many. Then they are also connected with so many. And they are connected with so many and they are connected with so many. That means, directly or indirectly, you are connected with the whole universe. So, when you are connected with the whole universe, directly with me, directly with David, directly with Hermes, and directly with someone. But because they are also connected with so many, so many, so many, so indirectly you are connected with the whole universe, though directly with me, directly with David, Hermes, and others. Now what happens, you know, you have got impressions. Suppose you have got 50 million impressions, you know. Out of these 50 million impressions, you know, there are 10 million impressions which connect me with you. 20 million impressions are such you have that they connect David with you. Then David has many impressions he has, but out of your 50 million impressions, 20 million impressions connect you with him. Then these 20 million impressions which connect you, connect him with you, you know, there are so many which are connected in the world. You know. Now suppose you get God realization. When you get God realization, what happens? All the impressions are wiped out. That means your link is broken. Your connections are wiped out. When your connections are wiped out, what happens? I get the benefit of 10 million impressions. They are also wiped out. Because connection is broken. He gets the benefit of 20 million impressions. Then, again, what happens? He is also connected with others, you know. So, in this way, the whole world gets the benefit. Now, this 100 years, you know. Now, just see. Circle, you know. This also, his circle is connected with so many people. Whole universe, you know. Then, apart from the circle, there are so many lovers, his followers. There are so many, you know. So, what happens? Even suppose you don't get realization, but suppose you get some certain advancement. Now, from just like you are grass conscious, and now you get advancement, you enter into subtle world. So, your grass impressions, which are there, connection of grass impressions, they are also just wiped out. Connection of grass impressions. So, this during this 100 years, you know, this happens, you know, this happens. All these connections are broken and this, and you get less and less and less sanskara. And when it happens, of course, that it happens through his work. So then the world, you know, gets awakening. Mm-hmm. Get awakening. Mm-hmm. So his work means avatar, you know, works, a perfect master works for the whole universe in a general way, and for the selected one in a chosen way, while avatar works for the whole universe in a chosen way, and for the selected ones in a special way. That is the difference. Here the perfect master works for the selected ones in a chosen way, while avatar works for the whole universe in a chosen way. So his work, you know, pushed right from stone to human being. Every kingdom gets pushed. And gets pushed, that means every vegetable, oh, avatar has come. No, there is no thinking that push in consciousness. Unless you come to human form, that thinking is not there. How can you just say the avatar, you know, how can vegetable accept? But the consciousness, there is push in consciousness. So the progress is there. For 100 years, this realization, the circle gets within this period. And that's why more and more people, they are awakened, you know. Not that only through that avatar works only for the circle, that is his main work. But for the whole universe, and that too in a chosen way. So it takes time, you know, all these action, reactions. Just like even one impression, if it is wiped out from your mind, you know, it affects the whole universe. It affects the whole universe, you know. And that's why I say that when these all unnatural and unnecessary impressions, when they are wiped out, the world will be quite different. There will be new humanity. And that new humanity with awakening towards God, that will be quite different world. We should not talk about this science or this. We should talk about the awakening at that time. Whether the scientist, whether the artist, whether anyone, you know, that brotherhood will be there. Love will be there. They will be awakened towards God. And at that time, all these skills, you know, there will be fragrance in the skills. You know. Fragrance will be there. Because you will express through love, through awakening.
Okay, how are we doing? This in the book also, Hermes, I think, put in about universal avatar, and that the avatar in this age has come for the whole world, not for a chosen race or country or spot. So the advents, I was thinking the advents of the other avatars, 100 to 200 years, were they also limited and not for the whole planet, or, you know, is this the first time?
No, it depends, you know, just like, avatar is always universal. Avatar is always universal. Muhammad was universal, Jesus Christ was universal. Every avatar, every time when he comes, the same one, and his work is always universal. But only thing that it depends upon the situation. In this particular age, where you just find, you know, scientific inventions and intellectuals and this and that, you know, he had to exert more. He had to do more work because of the situation here.
He traveled all.
Yeah. So because of the situation, you know, in this particular age, of course, he had to work more. He had to exert more. And here, of course, you just find, you know, all religions, these religions are there, all orthodoxy, these, that. So he has to wipe out all these things. Wipe out means all orthodoxy should not be. Awakening means when awakening is there, there is the question of orthodoxy. How can orthodoxy remain there if the awakening is there? So, in this particular age, of course, he had to exert more and more. He had to do a lot of work. Other avatars, of course, you just see that they are limited. No, they were not limited. Their work is in all the planets, in all the worlds. But that work, you know, according to the situation, the work was comparatively less at that time. And because it is the end of the cycle, here, you know, he had to work more. So he's always universal. He's always universal. But here, one can say that his universal work was much more during this age in comparison to other ages, past ages.
And so also his suffering was greater. And,
yes.
And,
because he had to exert more, so he had to...
And the result would be greater.
Certainly. Yeah. Certainly.
A new world.
New humanity, quite new, because that will be the awakening. That will be the awakening.
And it'll be the beginning of a cycle of cycles?
Maybe when it is the end of the cycle, that means new cycle will start. You know, and new cycle, of course, different ages will be there. New ages will be there.
I'd like to say something about the significance of the tomb also, as in a way, kind of, I have here an eternal fountain, like a fountain of his infinite bliss, power, and knowledge through his samsaras.
I've written about this in one of my books, Let Us Go to Mehrabad. Oh. Here, you know, Baba worked in seclusion in the tomb itself. He started his work in 1927. So there was a pit and he was working there. At that time, the Premashram was there. So 5.5 months continuously, he was in seclusion and he was just taking coffee at that time. So he was working there. Then afterwards also, during this war period, 41-42, again he worked there. In the tomb itself, you know. At that time, of course, nobody had any idea. But what he does, you know, he just puts through his work, the treasure is there. Why people go to his tomb? It is because the treasure he has put and the treasure is attracting people, you know. So, what is that treasure? Treasure of his yoga, yoga sanskaras, divine free sanskaras. So, he has just put, you know, and that's why during new life, he gave out everything, nothing in his name, but he did not give his tomb to anyone because it is the property of the world. Property of the world, so he did not give out his two own tomb. He kept it there. Now, the treasure is there. So, treasure just like the lamp, you know, when the lamp is there, the moth, they just get attracted towards the lamp. So, his tomb is nothing but the lamp, you know, lamp of his divine free impressions. So, when people come, you know, they get the share for each one. He has given the share, you know. The share is there. Suppose you come today, you know, whatever share, according to your capacity, you take now. after some time again you will come, the capacity will be more, again you take something out of your share. So it will just go on and on. But that is the most important thing, where, you know, the lamp of where in his tomb, you know, the lamp of his divine free sanskara is burning there, and the marks, you know, of course you don't invite the marks, you know, when the lamp is there, the lamp does not invite, they just get attracted towards the lamp, you know. So all those marks whose hair, you know, he has put there, you know, they get attracted and they go there, they take some of the share, you know, again they go back. Again, you know, they just feel attracted. Again, they come. Again, take something out of their share. It will just go on. So this tomb is nothing but the lamp of his divine free impressions, and that is the share of the world he has put there. That is the treasure for the world.
And he also, the impressions can be released through his universal mind.
Universal mind, it is already there, you know. It cannot go out of universal mind. Universal mind always remains there. Limited mind goes away from individuals, you know. You annihilate individual mind. But this universal mind, that is infinite mind, it is one. The same mind in you, infinite mind, the same mind in Baba, you know. It is indivisible. There is just like one God, one mind. Infinite mind. So nothing goes out of that. It remains there. It is there. It is there.
Did you want to mention the sections that you wanted to say for this book? Nothing and everything.
I tell you, I have read this, and I must say that Hermes, of course, he has worked very hard, very, very hard, and it is really a good book, but different. It is quite a different book. Very good book. It is very useful also. So what I suggest, that either that original should form one part of this book, and this will be the second part of that book, based on the original. But if Hermes does not agree with this, then what we should do, then of course original will be there. And then from this, you know, second part we will prepare as supplementary. Means select some chapters from this, some sections, and then a part of it we will include in the nothing and everything. Because whatever he has done, this is a very good work, I should say. And it will be very appealing to the Western world. But because it has now put in different way, you know, I cannot say that this is my book. I wrote, I can't say that. Mm-hmm. I like it very much. I like it. Mm-hmm. And I say that it is really a very, very good work. Very, very good work. Mm-hmm. But I just want to maintain the original. Yeah. What I have written. I have written that, mm-hmm. not this. Mm-hmm. So he can just put based on that. And even when I go through, when it is all corrected, then he can say that based on that and approved. So second part, it should be second part. First part, the original. Original, only thing that I just want, that correction means English, this grammar, and nothing else, no change. English you can change, but the meaning should be there, the same meaning, that should not be changed. Whatever I have given, and I know and I believe, and I have that conviction, that whatever I have written, you know, of course I just wrote, he has given me, so I just want to maintain it. So, he can also, if he thinks that it is a very book, it will become a very big book, so he can do one thing, you know. One book, this Meher Baba manifesting first part. Second book, Meher Baba manifesting second part. Like this. Mm. So, two books will be there, one after another. Mm. And that will be a nice thing, I should say. This is based upon an approach. The first will be from me, direct.
Okay.
I will discuss with him, and I think that he will agree with me, because this work, of course, I appreciate very much, and some corrections are there, but on the whole, it is a very well written, very well written. Only thing that just like for criticism, you know, only one should remain polite. So that part, of course, I will discuss with him that that type of criticism should not be there. Just like your father is fatherly and mother is there, so you just call your father daddy, but and mother as mummy. But if you just call mummy as my father's wife, that is also truth. She is your father's wife. But if you call her, oh, my father's wife, how she will feel about it? If you say mummy, she feels pleased. You know? So in criticism also, it should be like that. Not like worms coming out and this and that. Yes. That is too much. That is too much. So in polite way, criticism, it should be strong, but polite. No, what I think, that here, you know, this work is really quite good, I should say. Did you read it?
Yes.
It is a very good work. And
you can see that it came from what you wrote, right?
Mm.
Yeah. And that's it.
Yes?
The man on the phone who wants to put the extension phones in today, he wants to come. Up to what time can he come now?
Whether Jack Small is there?
Yeah.
So you tell him.
Yeah, he...
You stopped?
No, it's not. Yeah, it all came from your book.
Mm-hmm. That's why I say based upon.
Yeah, based upon, yeah.
And approved. So, of course, this is very good work and people will like it. But only thing is that because you know, I wrote something, I have written, you know, that is, the whole thing is not from me. So how it should go from me, it is not proper, I should say. It is not proper. Just little change here and there, that is all right. But the whole thing is changed, put in different way. So when I read it, at the time I realized that he is doing a very good work, let him do. Let him do, why not different book. Separate book for that. Just to stop it.
Yeah. It's already, since his work has been released, it's already...
In this 14 years, it is just, you know, what I feel, that he completed his work 14 years ahead. Now about manifestations. Manifestation, really speaking, you know, those who were with Baba, those who were following him, the lovers, so the manifestation was already there, you know. Manifestation was already there. But when he released his work to the world, you know, it is for the whole world. It was for the whole world, you know. But while he was in physical form, working, his manifestation was already there. Those who were with Baba, whether they had this unnatural impressions, no. So for them, the manifestation was already there, you know. Already there. Those who were following his lovers, so many lovers, you know, the manifestation was there, and because the manifestation was there, they were coming to him. They were experiencing his love, you know. So the manifestation was there. But for the whole world, you know, his manifestation, after he dropped his body, then after when he released the work, it is for the whole world. And that it just goes on and on and on. And when time will come when the whole world will recognize him as the avatar of the age, you know, it will be the total manifestation for the world. Now here, always he will tell us that I am not this physical body. Don't think that I am this physical body. I am not that. Now here, what happens? Our concentration is just towards his body, physical form. But that was only for his work he had taken upon himself. His work, of course, he is not just a physical body. He is the infinite one, formless, you know. So now we realize that how great he is. We just feel now that how great he is, otherwise all the time. And that's why Baba would say that those who are with me, you know, they just see me in physical form. And my lovers, you know, outside, they experience my divinity. You know. So it always happens. Now the whole world, you know, those who are coming to him, they are experiencing his divinity. Those who were near Baba at that time, you know, all the time our consultation was on his physical body, physical form.
Personal.
So always personal. For us, the aspect was personal. For his lovers outside, he was impersonal. He was personal. So always he would say that those who live away from me, they experience my divinity. And here, those who are with me, they are just, you know, their concentration is on my physical form.
As humanity.
Yes.
Man.
So now, previously say, when he was physically present, you know, of course, concentration was on his physical form. Now, the concentration of everyone is now towards his impersonal form. Impersonal form. And now, here impersonal form, why it is more and more? Because, you know, here he is not in body, nothing, you know. But why we are just following him? What is the reason why so many they are coming? Because he must be there, you know. His presence is there. And that's why they are attracted. He is not just giving, in physical form, giving talk or this or giving darshan, nothing. And why they are coming? Because his presence attracts them. He is more present now. And that's why he said, at the time, I add. So at the time, you know, he said, when he was suffering tremendously, he said that now, you know, I would very, very strong, you know, I would give my darshan continuously. And at that time, I would be very, very strong. Nobody could understand, you know. Said the darshan, it will go on continuously. I would not stop. It will be continuous. I would not stop. And I would be very, very strong. And see how he is giving his darshan and how he is strong. He is the mighty one.
Continuous.
Yes, continuous. Without any stoppage, nothing, no break. No break. Continuously. And he said, I would be very strong.
And that is the great happening that hasn't happened before, something great.
Oh, yes. Here, he declares that he would give his darshan. He sends invitation to his lovers. You know, he sends his invitation to his lovers to come to me. And he drops his body. And still they come. And they come and they find him, they find his presence. Not that they don't find his presence. Otherwise, who would come? There must be something, that's why they come. Otherwise, why should people come? Why should they not go to anyone?
In the body, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So this is the reason.
Can we say this is his legacy of the personal aspect, the photographs, the films?
Oh.
You know.
His legacy means always, you know, he gives a big legacy for thousands of years, you know. Thousands of years. Here, what happens, Tom, you know, just like, you know, you get annoyed with me, I get annoyed with you, I abuse you, you abuse me. And then, of course, you know, we don't just hesitate to do any harm, you know. But the compassionate one, you know, Suppose you don't follow him, you don't accept him. You question, how can you say that you are God? How can you say that you are hypocrite? That compassionate one, you know, he cannot do any harm to anyone because he knows. He knows why you are behaving like this, you know, your impressions, sanskaras. So he forgives. He forgives how? He's not through words, you know. That obstruction which is there, he just gradually wipes it out so that one day you come to know that he is the real one. That is his compassion. And everyone is safe in his hand. Do whatever you like, whether you are a biggest sinner or what, you know, no question, nothing. His compassion is so much, so compassionate that, you know, for him nothing, you know, he knows why that particular person is a sinner. Why? So, here, you know, his compassion comes there and, of course, he just wipes out his impression gradually, you know, and one day he becomes a saint. So it is like this. So you are perfect master. Avatar.
His work for the kingdoms, other than the Hindu kingdom, the six kingdoms, the person consciousness, right? He raises stone form to its ultimate consciousness in stone form, is that right? So,
No. Not like that. Now that all the stones will not just enter into vegetable kingdom or metal. No. Here, the stone, you know, any obstruction, if it is there, you know, he removes that. Now, obstruction, because of the exploitation, you know, otherwise the process of evolution is natural up to animal form. But the obstructions, how? Because of the exploitation of human beings. Just like crossbreed and this and that. Of course, it is also necessary according to the need, you know. But the natural process is disturbed by that.
Nice.
Natural process, so it becomes unnatural, you know. So all this unnaturality which is created there, the impressions gathered because of unnatural thing, so he just wipes out. And then, of course, here, not all in vegetable kingdom come into insect or fish. No, that is not the thing. There are some may come, you know, but not all. The whole kingdom is not changed, but the whole kingdom becomes clean, I should say. Whole kingdom becomes clean to progress further.
Okay. We said that the work was greater at the end of the cycle of cycles, and that the results are greater too.
Yes, of course.
So we can say that more souls advance.
Certainly. And you know, nobody has any idea how many souls get liberation during his advent. How many? Many. And that's why the total change, quite new humanity will come up. Quite new humanity, because all these impressions, they will be wiped out. So many souls, you know, they get liberation, then the realization, then advancement, and then clean. Every kingdom will be clean to progress further. Gradually you will see more and more people and the change in the world. How? For the present, there is chaos, different things, you know. It is also necessary. It is also necessary evil, you know. And that's why, because it has happened, you know, he had to work more and more and more for the world. And I should say that he crushed the body which he had taken for his work, you know. He just crushed for his work, crushed into pieces. He made it powder and just gave to the world in the form of gift, you know. That was his work. So, that work which is released, you know, is just going on that, it is going on, and because of that the changes are taking place, you know. But when there is permanent change, you know, it takes time. It takes time.
Will there be stages of the manifestation, you know, like peaks leading up to the 100 years, you know, maybe after 10 years.
Yes, stages are there.
Because then you say 30, or Baba said 30 years.
No, he has said, you know, that after 60 years this place, Mehrabad, will become the biggest, greatest pilgrimage of the world. 30 years, of course, I never heard about 30 years.
About not being able to touch the threshold of the tomb or
something. No, he would say that, he would tell us that here you are, you know, when a time would come when you would not find time, you know, you would not be able to be with me. And we just experienced that when Margarshan program was there, you know, 1,000 and 1,000, 60,000, 80,000, and we were nowhere. Then when you hold darshan program, you know, we would be no more there. So all his lovers surrounded by all his lovers. You know. So also about this threshold. Today they go there, sit there in the tomb, meditate there, concentrate. All this, the time will come when, of course, nobody will be permitted to go inside the tomb, you know, because more number.
And he said 60 years would be a world pilgrimage.
Yes. So what will it be at that time? No one can imagine. No one can imagine.
What I started to say a while ago was that Hermes is hoping that the manifestation incorporated can really put some good money into the trust, really put some lifeblood into it. Because like you were saying the other day about how Adi had to get money for was a birthday celebration or something like that, and now people seem to have lost interest. You know, Hermes is hoping that you know, real money, large amounts, so you can buy land. Has he talked to you about that?
No, 100% of course, but he has said, you know, that the trust will be benefited by this. Yes, the trust will get, trust will receive. The David Sahib will it? Huh?
He would probably have different questions than me, but I'll give him something to think
about. Ah, yes. I must explain about the cobra. Cobra he has used to.
Mm-hmm. See, I think he thought that was Indra. He wanted to use Indra for the cobra.
Mm-hmm. He has also used Kundalini. Kundalini, of course, I will explain now. there was much talk about this Jim Makai yesterday?
I've heard things from Hermes and Anita, but nobody else.
But I heard that there was much talk about him yesterday at Miraza.
I didn't run into him. Mm. I went up, like I said, I went up to the hill, maybe it was out.
I see.
A lot of people wonder. You know, there seems to be things going on with Sufism, a lot of questions about where Sufism is going and what's happening.
They come and they ask me sometimes, whether, where were you?
Some people have asked you about it.
Whether he's on sixth plane, I say, I'm ignorant. How can I say that he's on sixth plane? I don't know. But one who says that I am on sixth plane, you know, this is responsibility. Everybody is responsible to him. So it is his responsibility. What we have to do? Even if he is on seventh plane, what we have to do with him? Nothing.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like some novel lovers lose their focus on
No good. For him it is no good. There is delusion in illusion. So this is delusion. Don't sit that tea is there. Huh? Be careful. And you did not clean. Now they started how to do it. You know, you Why he has used cobra in one of the paragraph I found that he Baba released the universal work in the form of cobra. That is not proper. You know. Here cobra means illusion. And when he sees picture of Shiva with cobra, here Shiva is considered as the destroyer. So here, this cobra, you know, it is shown around his neck. That means he is the one, you know, who has the mastery over this cobra, you know. He can destroy the cobra, you know. The cobra is under him, under his control. And that's why cobra is shown. And cobra is nothing but it signifies illusion. So Baba did not release the illusion, but he has released his truth, his reality. All right, let me continue. And also about that Kundalini. What happens, you know, in every plane? There is plane and there is heaven. So, you know, when Master takes his followers through plane, he does not take through heaven. So in every plane, first plane, second plane, third plane, fourth plane, there are planes and heavens. So difference between heaven and plane is that just like, you know, Ahmednagar station, suppose it is a plane, and Ahmednagar city is the heaven, you know. So when your advancement progress is through heaven, what happens actually, that's the different enchantment in the city, you know. So you just observe and you get absorbed in that and you don't want to go further, you know, if there is something enchanting. So the progress is checked. But when the master is there, you know, he takes you right to the station, railway station. So this Kundalini business It is of heaven, not of plane. Kundalini, the yogis, you know, they just try through pranayama, you know, they try to advance themselves. So generally they go through heavens, not through planes, and they just remain stuck there. So Kundalini is used for that purpose, for it is in the heaven, not in the plane. So that word should not be used. So it is only for, and not this, these yogis, you know, they know nothing.